Let's sit down, take a seat, and for the next 34 minutes, we can now belt out the program title, or the title for Jonathan Toman. So just everybody getting comfortable right now, Program Manager, Cultural Promotions and Tourism Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. There, that story is out there now. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. 34 minutes is a long time. Yeah. We're going to have to come up with something different.
Absolutely.
Like he's the guy with peak radar info or something.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, what's there to do this weekend? Because it sounds like it's going to be a soggy one.
Yeah, a lot going on. The weather's going to be a little weird, but that's okay. There's still a lot happening in the Pikes Peak region. And we'll start with Concrete Coyote's 5th anniversary party. This is tomorrow for most of the day, starting from at 9 a.m. and running till around 2 or 3, I believe. Concrete Coyote, of course, is the community park of Concrete Couch, just east of downtown Colorado Springs. And it was 5 years ago that they purchased that property. They've hosted over 2,500 free programs and events at the former 7-acre industrial waste site that has been transformed into a 7-acre community park, supporting the good work that Concrete Couch does throughout the community. So that celebration will be tomorrow at Concrete Coyote to celebrate 5 years. So a neat event there. The Pikes Peak Library District, specifically Library 21C, is hosting All Pikes Peak Makes tomorrow in the library. This will be starting at 10 a.m. And running until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A day celebrating ingenuity in the Pikes Peak region by tinkering, thinking, and of course, making. How to solve problems, how to bring something beautiful into the world, or simply to have fun. You can do all of that with things like paper rockets, Lego builds, cosplay, whittling. There's been all sorts of things like that throughout the years of All Pikes Peak Makes, and another great year of that. Sunshine Studios Live, the music venue, is hosting Texas Hippie Coalition. This is Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. They will also be joined by Death Ride and Sin on Six for some live music opportunities on Sunday evening. Throughout the weekend, the Broadmoor World Arena has Monster Jam in town. Tonight at 7, Saturday at 1 and 7, and Sunday at 1 at the World Arena. Most unexpected, unscripted, and unforgettable motorsports experience for families and fans in the world today for an adrenaline-charged weekend and lots of loud car noises, I'm sure, at the World Arena for that. Two more. TheaterWorks at the Ant Center for the Arts is opening Othello this weekend. I think the first show was last night, actually, but it'll run through May 19th. A good opportunity to get out and see some live theater and explore the Ent Center as well on the UCCS campus. Of course, Othello, beware, my lord, of jealousy. Against all odds, a black man climbs the social ladder of originally homogenous Venice, finding success in politics, military efforts, and even love. So that classic Shakespeare play will be on stage through the tail end of May. And then finally, Dan, you mentioned the weather. Under the features tab on peakradar.com, we have our latest seasonal guide button. That is our rainy day guide right now. Seems like a timely moment to bring that back up and running. There's 13 or 14 different activities listed on there, including museums and castles and art galleries and all sorts of fun things that you can do when it's kind of gross outside in the Pikes Peak region and we get into the rainy season here in the next couple weeks and months.
I love it. Jonathan, thanks for the time. As always, always great catching up with you.
Have a good weekend. Thank you both.